for the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance, I'm Joy Banala with My Telehealth.
Okay, talk to you later.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Jason Ramsey is a young father from Charleston.
I tried to stop smoking cigarettes. I succeeded 3 years ago, but stress and all the other stuff made me start again.
His story is a familiar one because he's not alone in his addiction. More than 42 million Americans still smoke cigarettes.
So cigarette smoking remains the leading cause of preventable disease, disability, and death in the United States.
That's Dr. Emily Ware. She's a clinical pharmacy specialist with the Tobacco Treatment Program at the Medical University of South Carolina. She offers counseling that helps patients kick the habit.
So helping our patients quit smoking is huge.
Because of the COVID-19 pandemic, much of her work has been virtual.
You know, we were restricted of how many people and how safely we could have, you know, patients come to clinic. That's when we decided to get our thinking caps on and, you know, what could we still do to help this patient population. So our ability to do telehealth visits was key to still be able to reach out to them and have that connection with patients.
Dr. Ware says telehealth actually made it easier to connect with patients at their most vulnerable moments.
Especially with the telehealth visits now, it's a lot easier to see them week after week when they're first initially trying to quit and, you know, temptation's at its highest. So even if it's just a 5 or 10 minute video visit with them real quick, if they feel like they are, you know, about to pick up that cigarette and they just want someone to talk to.
Video visits also provide a visual of a patient's environment, which helps Dr. Ware provide tips on how to change routines built around smoking.
So the video visit really gives us a greater picture of really that real life, you know, aspect for them. So they can take these counseling points, you know, previously they would take these counseling points and go home and try to implement this. But now I'm, you know, practically in their home and able to, you know, to really see how tobacco is affecting their day-to-day lives and what I can do to kind of help change that.
Another benefit is that virtual counseling allows more family members to join a visit.
We can loop in other caregivers or family members. You know, if someone was still at work or, you know, didn't directly live with them, it's a lot easier now to loop in multiple caregivers all in one visit.
There are just many barriers that have been let up.
That's Dr. Benjamin Toll. He's professor of public health sciences and psychiatry and the director of the tobacco treatment program at MUSC. He says through virtual counseling, MUSC has been able to treat more patients than before.
So there's no transportation issues. There's no trying to, you know, leave work and drive here and then go back. It's just much easier to, say, log on for 20 minutes and see one of our virtual counselors.
Ramsey says he found success in the program and finally quit smoking.
I appreciate everything that they did. I really do. With the trying the medicine and the counseling and all that, it did help me feel a lot better about myself. I can wake up without yearning for anything or just go on about my day.
Without cigarettes in his life, Ramsey is saving more money and enjoying his health. He says he can run and play with his young children and not worry about feeling short of breath.
They look at me as super dad all the time. So, and that's the thing, they used to be around people who used to smoke a lot, and now they know that they don't see their dad doing it a lot, and probably it makes them feel a lot better. I get to spend more time with them and just enjoying the experience of everything.
I'm Joy Banala with My Telehealth. To follow our stories, visit us online at scetv.org/telehealth. South Carolina ETV is a member of the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance. You can also hear this report on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.